Buck Owens.
I've got a tiger by the tail.
Here is the sound of Cato Country.
Oh, the South's gonna live here.
K-N-I-X. If you love your country.
I hope that I have done some lasting things with the radio station. I'm very happy to have had what success I've had.
And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Buck Owens was more than just a country music legend to us. He's the reason we're here. He started KNIX and stayed true to his pledge of playing country music. KNIX remembers our leader and visionary, Buck Owens. He's a country music legend. He wrote and performed legendary number one country hits. One of those songs recorded by the Beatles. And he had a pretty good band, too. Played a red, white, and blue guitar. Had a sound like Bakersfield. And in 1968, he wrote a check for $75,000 to buy a radio station. He played nothing but country music on it because, as he put it, it's the only thing I know about. It became KNIX. And it went on to win just about every award a country station could win.
Gonna let the good times roll.
KNIX remembers the man who started it all.
Hi, everybody. This is Buck Owens. Thanks for listening to the station that plays real country every day.
Alvin Owens Jr. was born August 12, 1929 in Sherman, Texas. By the time he was four, he'd renamed himself Buck after the family mule.
What I remember about Texas was mostly being cold and a lot of times being hungry, never enough to eat, working in the fields.
In 1937, the family left Texas for California, but made it only as far as Mesa, Arizona, where their Ford sedan broke down. Settling down there, Buck toiled in labor camps alongside his folks to make a little money to buy food and pay rent.
It certainly made you appreciate later times when you had a furnace to turn up and an air conditioner to turn on.
When Buck was in his teens, his dad brought home Buck's first guitar.
Didn't even have all the strings on it, but I plunked on that. They told me that I even slept with it. So, I loved music right from the start.
Moving to Bakersfield with wife Bonnie and their two sons, Michael and Buddy, he learned his craft at the Blackboard Club, became a session musician for Capitol Records, and in 1959 began his own string of 90 hits that spanned 30 years. From 1969 to 86, he was co-host of TV's Hee Haw, and in 1996 was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. During a shortened set Friday night at his Crystal Palace in Bakersfield, Buck apologized to the audience for a subpar performance. A few hours later, he died at his home in his sleep at age 76, having forever changed country music here in the Valley and around the world. At his 1966 Carnegie Hall concert, he summed things up nicely.
I have a little saying, and it goes to say that it's for you. And it's simply this, that it takes people like you to make people like me.